This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the beginning of a shortened business and markets week with the Christmas Eve holiday on Friday. Meantime, we'll get more information on this economy amid new uncertainties about the Omicron variant of coronavirus and jumps in new infections in key parts of the country. We'll have, as the week goes on, consumer spending information, revisions on gross domestic product, and some forecasters are looking to alternative measures. Marketplace's Justin Ho looked into those.
Alternative indicators include things like box office figures, subway turnstile numbers, data that can help answer a big question.
How far are we back to something that would be akin to pre-pandemic norms?
Liz Ann Saunders is chief investment strategist at Charles Schwab, a Marketplace underwriter. So far this month, she says the picture looks mixed. For instance, the number of seated diners at restaurants dropped earlier this month, according to the website Open Table.
Not markedly, not akin to what we saw in the spring of 2020, but a noticeable decline.
TSA traveler numbers and gasoline demand can reveal whether people feel comfortable going places, says Gregory Dacco, chief U.S. economist at Oxford Economics. If those indicators start to fall,
that is a sign that you're tending to see less service sector activity and therefore less overall activity.
Dacco says people have been spending more on services this year, but that could change if they grow more cautious. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.